Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Adele's taking a major step with her new man. What does this mean for her future? Then Katherine Heigl finally gets real about leaving Grey's Anatomy. Why she let it get out of hand? Plus,
you've been talking to somebody.
The fashion, the shocking moments, and what really happened behind the scenes at the Emmys. Happy Monday and welcome to Daily Pop. Adele's in love and she wants everybody to know it. I'm here with Kim Whitley, who's looking better than ever. And Karamo, who was rocking the Emmy red carpet last night. What time you got home this morning?
Actually, I went to bed at a reasonable time because I knew I had to work in the morning, okay?
Ooh.
When you want to keep your checks coming, you go to sleep at night, people,
yes,
all right?
Yes.
Y'all keep talking about these checks. I need to know where y'all getting them from. You guys, Adele has gone Insta official with her new man, Rich Paul. Mm. They went to a wedding together over the weekend, and Adele shared this photo from a photo booth snapshot looking gorgeous.
Yes.
Now, Adele rarely even posts pictures of herself, so this is a huge deal. What were your first thoughts when you saw this?
I knew this was coming, by the way. After she did that whole Rihanna with the braids, like she was, and the Jamaican flag outfit. You didn't see that?
We knew that was coming.
We knew this was coming with a brother right here. But I'm happy. If Adele's happy, then why shouldn't we all be happy for her? She went through a wedding that, a marriage that failed. Come on now.
Yes.
Like, let her live.
And I knew right then, because you know the saying, once you go black.
Hey.
Your credit score changes. Oh, I'm sorry, huh?
Yes, watch your mouth.
Rich, he's from Cleveland. I've known him, love him to death. You know, he came up through the ranks. LeBron, you know, one of LeBron's boys. Mm. I'm so proud of him, and I'm happy for Adele and happy for him, and I can't wait to hear her new music, because Adele is going to go from singing them little sad songs, she's going to start singing some R&B. She's going to have Meg Thee Stallion doing a remix.
No!
Yes, Adele, watch this music.
This is why I'm upset, though.
What?
This is why I'm upset. Because we were promised a divorce album. If she gets back in the studio and all of a sudden it's butterflies and rainbows, no boo, run me my divorce album.
She's still gonna give us a divorce album. She's still gonna give it to us. That's in there. That pain and that sorrow is gonna come out in the music, but we're gonna get a couple of tracks with Megan Thee Stallion where we all gonna be like,
party time. She's gonna be like, I divorced her.
Exactly.
And he took a little bit of my money, but I got a new boo.
I'm not ready for that.
What?
I want, and I hate to say this, but you ever go to a Mary J. Blige concert?
Yeah. Yes,
and like, you know, Mary gonna give it to you.
Mary gonna go
to the depths of her soul to tell you how bad a man was to her.
Mm-hmm.
I once went to a Mary J. Blige concert and she was in a healthy relationship and it was a totally different experience.
That's true. It's unfortunate, but we do want Mary in pain.
We want Mary in pain.
Not really,
Justin.
Mary. You
know,
I love my
Mary hurting.
We want our celebrities to be as happy as possible and to reflect the art that they want to reflect.
You know
if
what?
You don't get off this show.
Somebody come and repossess
show,
his ass.
Goodness. Did you say that?
Somebody come and repossess his ass. Let me ask you a question because, you know, I'm not in a relationship, so I don't know what the deal is, but When is it a good time? Like, how do you know when it's right to post your boo on Instagram?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think you have to wait until you know it is solid, that the foundation is there. They had to go through everything, and she had to make sure, this is the one, this is my person, you know, and now I can post. Because when you're just dating, you don't do that. You don't take them on any red carpets. You don't post them on Instagram. You don't do any of that. But I think this is a solid relationship. And she looks good. You see how beautiful and thin she is? Okay.
I think, you know, as soon as your heart tells you. I'm one of those old quick Scorpios that, like, once the passion's there.
You're quick on the draw.
I need the world to know. I'm like, by the way, I'm in love. I like it. This is what's going on.
So you like heartbreak.
I love love. And I don't experience too much heartbreak. I like to stay, you know.
Oh, so once you post, it's
once
true.
I post, you staying. If you on that page, that's you are staying in my life, okay?
That is
you
true.
You ain't going nowhere.
But what I like about Karamo, too, is, like, she'll give us the relationship, but she'll also give us a breakup, too.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You ain't gonna shy. Because some people post and be like, the love of my life, oh, my God, I'm here for it. And then all of a sudden,
nothing.
You're like, where Casper went?
No, I'm gonna be like, they gone. This was what that was wrong with
red
us.
Red flag.
Shouldn't have been around here with the flag.
Yes.
Y'all look out for him, too. Please don't date this person. I'm on to the next.
So, that's good. Okay, so full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Yes, full disclosure.
Oh, they look so happy together. I am so, that is my homeboy from Cleveland, and I love her, so I'm excited. Y'all invite me to the wedding.
Yeah, you be excited. Let's stick with some full disclosure here, because Katherine Heigl is setting the record straight about why she left Grey's Anatomy. And she says a lot of what you've heard is not true. The Daily Telegraph got a first look at the new book, How to Save a Life, the inside story of Grey's Anatomy, where Katherine Heigl says, I started a family and it changed everything. It changed my desire to work full time. So before I was due back, I spoke again to Shonda about wanting to leave. Then I waited at home until I was given the formal okay that I was off the show. The rumors that I refused to return were totally untrue. As for those rumors, Katherine was complaining about the show's working conditions. She admits now that the ungrateful thing bothers me the most, and that is my fault. I allowed myself to be perceived that way. Now, Shonda and ABC have not addressed Katherine's comments, but I have to give it to her because she didn't run away from the ungrateful thing. Mm-hmm. Right. She owned it in her own way, and, you know, she went with, you know, perceived, which is fine. You know, it's been some years. But I think for Katherine Heigl, I want to know, were the scripts already written when you told them that you didn't want to come back? Were you leading them on for months and months and they were working around your character and then all of a sudden you threw a wrench in the system? Because, you know, a lot of times, if a woman says she don't want to come back after maternity leave, you can't really fight it.
Well, let's start. First of all, sometimes when women are pregnant, you know, we have, you know, sometimes we're going through some emotions. So that could have been it. But I always believe where there is smoke, there is definitely fire. Mm, yes. You cannot be on a set like Grey's Anatomy and get all those rumors. We don't hear rumors about anybody else, do we? Not everyone. Then that's the case. Every woman on the set would have a rumor or there's a problem. Because this is the thing. I have friends on Grey's Anatomy, and let me tell you something. It's not like they were like, oh, my God, we miss her. Oh, we wish she'd come back, you know? And you got to understand, Shonda was, you know, one of the first Black women
creators with
a showrunner like that. She ain't got time for all this drama, you know, coming around on a set. So I believe there is some truth, and I believe there is some not truth. But who is the person that wrote the book? Who is Lynette Rice?
Yeah.
Who is that? I was like, who wrote the book? I need somebody who was on the set to write the book.
Well, they're all talking.
Everybody's in it. The thing of that is that we're getting everyone's story. One thing I will say about this, when this first came out about Katherine Heigl, that always sat with me, is what I do know to be true, and you know this, is that women in this industry, and women period in this world, anytime they start to speak up about grievances, about anything, it happens to people of color as well, as we know, but especially women, the minute you're labeled with the B word, she's labeled
difficult.
With this, difficult, all these things. And so I do wonder okay, what sense was like, okay, I'm just trying to figure out how to navigate my career and still be a strong woman, and how much was I'm being difficult? And I think that's a very fine line that it's very hard to measure. And I think people didn't give her the benefit of the doubt in that moment.
They didn't give her the grace.
And is it difficult, or am I standoffish? You don't like the way, because you could be a shy or quiet person.
That's the thing.
Because Robin Givens, for years, people said that, and I've worked with Robin Givens, lovely, mm-hmm. lovely person. And there are other women who people talk about, and then you're like, there's nothing wrong with
that. And that's
shy.
The thing.
But yeah. It shouldn't be that, because let me just point something out. And I hate to say this because I'm not men versus women type of person,
right.
But we just saw in this book, we read an excerpt from the New York Times or the LA Times or something, and it said that Patrick Dempsey terrorized, they used the word terrorized the set for years. Meanwhile, he died off and everybody was like, Patrick Dempsey was lovely. This was great. He was a great character. Katherine Heigl was difficult at times, or what's the word that they use? Ungrateful. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it was spread around town like wildfire. How did we let Patrick Dempsey walk away with a clean slate, but we couldn't let Katherine Heigl?
That's exactly why I brought that up, is because we have this thing, and I see it all the time in Hollywood, where men can get away with really bad behavior, but then a woman does one thing. I see my girlfriends go through all this time, and all of a sudden, she's labeled with whatever derogatory term that they want to use, and then it spreads like wildfire.
No, it does, but she should have jumped on top of it with the publicist immediately, because sometimes being labeled difficult in Hollywood gets you more work.
Look at Janet. It gets you more work?
It gets you more work. People are like, ooh, let's... And sometimes you need to clean it up. So it is a fine balance.
Fine line, yeah.
She should have hired a publicist if she really was concerned about it, and said, hey, I got to clean this up immediately. Because even myself, I have been labeled difficult.
By me.
And yes, on this set even, no. But I've been labeled. I was like, I'm not difficult. And I go crazy, and I have to get to the source and say, what happened? And it happens to be a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like the game of telephone, someone heard it, gets worse and worse. So who knows? I just say read the book and figure it out yourself, because I don't think the truth is ever going to come out.
Okay.
Still ahead, our new interview with Tyra Banks, and she may have lost her damn mind. Plus, Emmy fashion, who slayed the carpet? We're breaking it all down next. Poor Katherine Heigl doing Kitty Litter commercials.
Okay.
Huh?
She doing Kitty Litter commercials.
She gonna come out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fashion was hot and a little crazy last night. Take a look at this.
Everyone, if you want to know how to pose, not just because of the name of the TV show, but how to pose and be fabulous, this is the person to teach you.
Interestingly enough, this was supposed to go all the way to the floor, this little piece, and it didn't when it came in. And so I started just playing with shapes and stuff in the mirror, and it was like, well, they feel like wings. So why don't I just, you know, I am the fairy godmother.
Hey, yes, you are. Yes, girl, yes, girl. Who are you wearing? We got to get this off the bat.
Louis Vuitton.
We all know you're a multi-hyphenate. You're someone who can act, who can sing, who can direct, who can do it all. For you, what would you say is the most challenging, but in a good way?
Depending on what it is, acting is really, really challenging, just because you're playing different people and you're having to figure out what is necessary to play that character as truthfully as you possibly can.
So we got the memo on the velvet, all right? We looking good in the velvet.
You know, getting cooked in here like Hot Pockets, but yeah, well, all right.
Listen, you see, I have fans all over here for you. Tell me, first of all, who are you wearing? Because you look great.
A young American upstart named Tom Ford, little Tommy Ford. Just breaking into the scene.
No one knows who that is. As a fashion icon, tell us who you're wearing.
I am wearing Dior. I am a proud member of the family.
Yes, it works on you so much.
I am sorry. Let's run that back to Billy Porter with the performance on the carpet. The man wore literal wings. I mean, come on.
Look at this one. This one right here. Listen. This one, he is something else. But they're not just wings. They're ruffled wings. You know what? I just love him. I love his boldness.
It's very Diana Ross inspired, mixed with something more current. But Billy never disappoints us, and that's why we love him. He gives a performance. He started in Broadway. He started in theater. And so this is that theater element coming out. And I mean, any person who can come on
and come do some hot yoga.
Listen,
and do some hot yoga.
Come on now. I ain't
he
mad
up in here
it.
Doing hot yoga.
Listen.
Mixed feelings about this next one. Emma Corrin in this Miu Miu dress. She added the bonnet and the fingerless gloves. I have to say, I bet you anyone on Handmaid's Tale was like, get her away from me. Get her away from me with this bonnet. I thought the dress and the gloves were good enough.
The nails.
I didn't need the bonnet.
Yeah, I agree with you. The nails were great. The dress was great. I actually could have done without the gloves and the bonnet. Well, because I think, what is that? Coco Chanel always says, when you leave the house, take one thing
take
off.
Take one thing off.
She could have taken two things off. And she looked stunning outside.
Are you kidding me? She probably was at work and forgot to take it off. That's what happened. I've done that before.
On this show. On to someone who has never done that before and has never disappointed. Whew. Cynthia Erivo in Louis Vuitton, sleeveless white, feathered and leather. And lacquered and shackered and looking.
Can we just get a round of applause for everything?
Right.
Like, literally looking at her in person, it fit like a glove around her body.
Oh.
It was, the fit was impeccable, but then that flare at the bottom gave you the fun that you needed, but yet it was still classic and elegant. This woman can do no wrong.
Yep, she is absolutely into fashion.
Yes.
She has the body for it. She has the look. Because when I think of fashion, like her hair doesn't get in the way. It's not distracted.
Yeah.
Everything is absolutely perfect.
And
her skin tone
is just streamlined.
Yes.
There's not many starlets who will get a box of Harry Winston jewels and not say, oh my God, I'm gonna put everything on because it's so rich, it's so pretty. I love that she has control when it comes to accessories.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yes.
She just always does one thing and she keeps it moving. Same thing at the Met. One thing keeps it moving. She lets the dress be the moment. The only other person that does this in Hollywood is Kate Hudson.
Ah!
I love
Kate
that
Hudson
about her.
Yes.
Well. I know, I think Yara does it as well.
Yara has no choice.
Yeah, you're right.
Jason Bolden.
Jason Bolden
will
be like,
no. Oh,
Jason, yes.
Right. But I love that Cynthia does this. Every time you see her, she is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
This is her thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to her and I said, are you a supermodel? She said, yes. Absolutely
Let's go
love her.
To
Beautiful.
Anna Taylor-Joy. This was giving me Beauty and the Beast.
Baby.
I love this.
Look, Tatiana, Madonna with the cones on the breast. This, to me, was one of the best of the night.
I agree. I absolutely agree. The color, the fabric, but I refer to you, of course.
I mean, just from Queen's Gambit, she's one of those individuals who she has that iconic face and that timeless sort of look about her. Mm-hmm. So anything she puts on, you just feel like it's from any era.
Old Hollywood. Mm-hmm.
Old
That's what
Hollywood.
You're feeling, like her
she's
face
just gorgeous from head to toe. I mean, the train was gorgeous. I mean, the beauty of the carpet being so slow and COVID safe is that nobody was stepping on a train, as you know. People were stepping constantly on people's trains.
Yes.
She was able to walk freely and elegantly throughout the entire carpet, but then also having her back out, it just was enough just to say, I'm sexy, I'm young, but I'm still giving y'all high glam.
Oh, my God.
It was gorgeous.
Now on to somebody who, now I know that everyone watches this show because I said I want Kaley Cuoco in a freakum dress to let everybody know that she is single. And guess what? She delivered in this lime green Vera Wang. This was sexy. This was young. This was letting me know that this was your first public appearance since you left your man, Carl. And you ready. And you out in these streets.
Ready.
Oh,
come on.
Absolutely.
She was this color, usually you would not be able to see on a red carpet and think like this was elegant. But she pulls this off with such ease.
Ugh.
I mean, it is beautiful, it is refined, but it is still sexy. Whoever my man was, I'm sorry, boo.
Bye.
You lost it.
Bye,
you lost
Carl.
It.
Look,
you lost the best.
Bye, Carl.
Okay, bye, Carl.
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. I want that. I love that color.
Yeah.
And that color is very important. Mm.
Yeah. I hate to present the next one because I really didn't love it. And normally she's my favorite. Angela Bassett went bold in a fitted black dress with an over-the-top pink ruffle.
I'm going to tell you, I disagree with you.
Because in person?
In person, the color popped on her face, the add a pink, it made her body look like, I mean, she looks like she is 21 years old. Yes. And I don't know how old she is. She's in her early 50s?
21.
No,
20,
let's say 21. She's 20, 21.
Yes.
But I mean, she looked young. She looked fabulous. I mean, this dress did no wrong in person. I can understand how in a photo, the ruffles look like it's sort of oddly placed. But I promise you, baby, from the side, all you see was body, yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy. Yeah, her body is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, honey, after the Met, these ruffles are nothing.
Right? Can we look at some dudes real quick?
Oh, the guys.
I am not doing it. Look at these four.
Yes.
Who was your favorite of all these guys, Karamo?
Bowen Yang, because he was classic. It was very, but he did a pop of style on the bottom with the shoes. You know what I mean? I think that was the way of saying, because if you, from the top up, the brooch, the silk of the, I think it's Tom Ford that he was wearing.
That lapel.
The lapel was beautiful, the pocket square, and it's classic and gorgeous. But then you get the shoe that says, listen, I still am young, I have style with me. And actually, you know what? We still haven't seen an Asian man on the cover of People's Sexiest Man Alive. Yeah. I'm going for Bowen Yang
in the next
couple of years. Come on.
Like, but I did love all the guys with the color. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I've seen men with color.
Okay. I loved it. You guys, speaking of guys, Steve Harvey weighs in on his daughter's romance with Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. Michael, trust me, you do not want to miss this. Or maybe you do.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Karamo talked to everybody on the Emmy red carpet last night, and here are a few of our favorite moments.
Is there any celebrities that you really want to see or that you've run up to and been like, hey, I'm a big fan, and what happened?
No, not yet. But there is a game that I play sometimes at these events, which is who can play rock, paper, scissors with the most famous person in the room.
Wow.
And I once lost to a friend who managed to get to play rock, paper, scissors with Beyonce, which is like...
Oh, iconic.
Game it's over. Like, you're done.
You're presenting tonight, and I know Mindy Kaling's going to be here, who's writing Legally Blonde 3.
You see, I'm going to corner her. I've never run into her, and I'm going to ask her what's happening with the Legally Blonde script.
What are you hoping that, where the script goes?
I hope Reese and I are running really fast for most of it. We're running from something really fast.
You have played some iconic roles. Is there a role that you still want to play that you're like, that's next for me?
I don't know, that real duplicitous bad girl, maybe perhaps that is something that's still in the offing.
Let's talk about the show now, because one of our favorite moments was Michaela Cole winning. She's the creator, writer, co-director, and star of I May Destroy You, and she won her first Emmy for writing in a limited series category. She did not get nominated for a Golden Globe, which really pissed me off, but she came back tonight making history as the first Black woman to ever win in this category. If you guys have never seen this show and you've never heard this story, you are missing out. This was based on a true life event that happened to her.
Yes.
And it was so traumatizing that it took her 2.5 years to write 12 episodes, because she relived her own sexual assault trauma and gave it to you in a way that we had never seen before. And for me, this show was groundbreaking.
Yes.
It was illuminating. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, it deserved to win that.
It did. Talking to her on the carpet, she started to tear up, because she said for people to respond to her vulnerability, to respond to her healing in this way, everything you just said means the world to her. Because as we all know as artists, when you're expressing your true life and the things you've been through, you don't know how people are gonna receive it. But when you put your heart on for the world to see, people just respond to in the best way possible, and that's why I'm so proud of her.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, and you loved the opening, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, the opening was one of my favorite moments. Not to take away from Michaela Cole, because this was definitely one of my favorites. But the opening was so much fun. Them paying tribute to all of the hip hop stars, LL Cool J, Biz Markie, get up there, Rita Wilson up in there rapping and singing.
First
Let me
of
tell
all,
you something. Who saw this coming right now?
Hold on.
Look at her.
Rita Wilson is the woman who got invited to the cookout. She offered to bring the mac and cheese.
She did.
And we were like, we don't know. We don't know if you should bring the mac and cheese. But she brought the mac and cheese. She made it with Velveeta, and she came ready.
Listen,
she came ready.
She came ready.
That was so good.
And everyone always wondering like how Chet is so wild and crazy because they're like, look at Tom and Rita. And then we realize right now this is where he get it from,
exactly.
Right here, his mama.
Exactly.
She's wilding,
exactly.
And I love it.
Just the fact that they even knew that she could do that.
Yeah.
Because they could have asked me, I'd have been like, wait, what, rap? No. Can
they
I do something
said,
else?
Here's a check.
Okay. Oh yeah, I might have. I had to work with somebody.
Well, hold on the red carpet. She told me, because I asked her she was wearing Tom Ford. And when I asked her, instead of saying, I'm wearing Tom Ford or something, she was like, I don't pop Molly, I rock Tom Ford. I was like, We're already ready for a wrap-up.
And meanwhile, Tom Hanks is like, sit your ass down.
Okay, sit your ass down,
Rita.
I feel like he loves it.
He loves it. Everyone loves it. You know, my favorite moment, of course, was Debbie Allen. She's so deserving. Her speech was so encouraging, so empowering. And when she said, you stop the clock.
She turn that clock off. I ain't paying no attention to it. Turn it off.
And by the way, you know, Cedric, pull the cord.
Okay,
no.
Pull the cord.
He just pulled
she
the cord.
She actually was like, stop it. You know, this is my moment. She's done so much. You know, she's choreographed, you know, the Oscars, and she's been around. She's an icon. And she's like, this is my moment. Let me mm-hmm. speak. And then you had that, what was his name, Frank Scott, the director, just go on from the Queen's Gambit. He went on for about 20 minutes thanking everybody. He was like, and thank you for the best boy and the other grip. And I want to thank the assistant. He was just going on. So I know Debbie was like, look, let me get my time. She was like, Maxine Water, I'm reclaiming my time. Because sometimes you have to say what you need to say because this is the moment. You might not ever get this opportunity again.
Preach.
And she deserved it.
100%. Yeah. Something tells me Debbie Allen is going to get this moment again. Because
right.
She is the GOAT.
Yes.
Coming up, Steve Harvey tells us why Michael B. Jordan should low-key be on high alert. Plus, how Tyra Banks really feels about Victoria's not-so-secret. That's next. We all know it. To my dismay, Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan are heating up. But how does her daddy feel about their relationship? Listen to what he told us.
She's my daughter. You know, I love her. I cheer for her. I'm a fan of hers. She is happy now. She's very happy. She's very smart now. She's gotten it right. And let me just say this, man. He's a good guy, and I'm pulling for him. I hope they make it. I really, really do. He's from a great family. I like the dude, man. I like him a lot. But I'm still watching. If it get crazy, you know, I know you're strong and everything, but you ain't never been bit in your hair before. Got a lot of muscles, but your eyeball got the same strength mine got. But I don't think it's going to get to that.
Steve is like, you bagged a good one, you better marry it.
Okay.
Don't come home without a ring. Steve's Facebook show, Steve on Watch, premieres today, and we'll have much more with Steve later this week. Tyra Banks, the runways in the 90s, but will she ever return? She's telling us all about that and her big plans for tonight's premiere of Dancing with the Stars.
Hell no, I miss being on no damn runway. I did that for so, so long. No, I don't miss it, child. I remember back in the day, sometimes when I had retired, I would go to fashion shows and sit in the front row, and I felt like a weirdo. I'm like, I have to walk this runway. Why am I sitting here? I feel like such a phony. Like, I don't need to be here. I need to be at home.
But don't be surprised if she makes a comeback.
But I actually am thinking about going back on the runway. And it's not that I miss it. I think it's a little bit of a message of like, yeah, you can be thicker and you can be almost 50. I'm 47 years old and you can still represent that.
And she's happy to see how the company that made her a star, Victoria's Secret, has evolved.
It's about time. I have like board membered on the sidelines of that. You know how like you watch a movie, you know how they say black people, we watch a movie and we talk to the screen. Child, I have been talking to the catalog and talking to the fashion show since I retired from Victoria's Secret from the sidelines. Why y'all ain't doing this? And why this? And why this? And why they still got this? Why everybody's still skinny? They skinnier than when I was. And why this? And you need to hire this. You need to do this. And they're doing it. So maybe they heard my cry through the TV waves.
It doesn't take a fortune teller to know that the new cast of Dancing will blow you away.
Right now, Tara's focused on tonight's return of Dancing with the Stars.
We gotta go big. I mean, it's 30. I mean, the first outfit I'm gonna have on is like, they're gonna be like, Tara's lost her mind. And I think it's important to lose your mind when it's season 30. I think it's important to do things loud and splashy and have people on their phones being like, she done lost her mind, turn on the TV.
Dancing, it's written in the stars.
I'm a huge fan of what JoJo Siwa is doing and being the first person to dance with the same sex. I think it is needed. I think it is now. It is where the world is. And she is opening up the doors for so many people to go through those and feel safe and feel accepted for who they are.
And remember when she accidentally called out the wrong couple to be eliminated last season? Tyra has a plan to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Again, we apologize for this. This is live TV and we're all human.
I think I gotta be a little bit more honest with the audience. With Dancing with the Stars, I have to be more transparent. So I have to say, this card is wrong. Do you see the card? Do you see what that says? It's wrong, but it's okay. We're gonna keep it moving. I think the audience deserves it and I think I deserve it too.
You know what? I'm mad that when you were on Dancing with the Stars, you didn't get to tangle with a man.
Listen, I would have tangled all day long with a guy on that show. But I think that, you know, I think that America has to take things in dosage. And I think that seeing JoJo, a young, sweet, white woman with another girl is more... It's easier for them to say, let's go into than me if I would have been in there grinding with some brother on there.
100%. And so,
but I do wish I would have had the option to dance with a man, though I do love my partner, Jenna. Yeah. But.
Why'd you have to say grinding?
Because that's
because it's the truth.
That's what you do. Let me tell you something. On Dancing with the Stars,
you didn't
the first thing you do is they show you how to move them hips and to start grinding. That is all you are doing. Like every move. Hey, you see this?
Yeah, America. Grind. America was not ready for that.
Okay, exactly.
You see? You know what, America? You're going to have to get ready because when we return, Karamo and I are going to grind on live TV. And we're talking to Sheena and Brock from Vanderpump Rules. Don't go anywhere and put those kids to sleep, girl, because we're about to get it.
You want it, you dookie style?
Oh my God.
I definitely am the happiest I've ever been.
I like want to go home to my baby. I don't even want to be here anymore.
Brock has two kids. He hasn't spoken to them in 4 years.
This is just a fucking firework waiting to explode.
Already has.
I have never been more proud of somebody in my life. Please welcome Vanderpump Rules star Sheena Shea and Brock Davies. Out here looking like a WWE wrestler.
So first of all, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you so much.
How has it been becoming a parent and how's it changed you totally?
It's been amazing. I mean, literally the best thing in the world that I never thought would be possible. And she's an angel.
How crazy is it now to film with the baby? It must be so taxing.
Yeah. Well, they have crazy strict filming rules. So she can only film for 20 minutes at a time.
Wow.
So, yeah. So my mom was like always like right there helping out.
We had great support. The help was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we also take a moment just to show that ring off?
Oh.
Come on, we have to.
Y'all need to see this.
This ring can be seen from space.
Right?
So you all are now engaged. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can you give us wedding plan details, please?
So we want to do Bali when it's summer there. So we're thinking like next November, hopefully we can travel by then. His family is able to leave Australia by then. So that's the plan.
Wait, you got a beefy man who's not even from here? So you don't have to deal with your mother-in-law on a daily basis, Sheena.
I wish I could see her on a daily basis. She is amazing.
Good answer. Great answer.
Look, the reality show curse is a real motherfucking deal. Excuse my language. You have had bad luck on camera with love before. Mm. Were you hesitant to bring Brock on the show and show this part of your life again?
Honestly, I think if we would have started filming at the normal time, like summer of 2020, I would have been, because it would have been such a new and fresh relationship. But having the whole pandemic and being together for that extra like year and a half, not on camera, I felt so ready and prepared and just excited for him to be a part of the show, because we just had such a strong foundation to our relationship already, and a baby.
Yeah.
but Brock, now that you're on the show, I mean, you were an OG, Sheena, but this is your first season. And as we just saw from the clip, people are already going to start digging up your business, your background. What was it like for you being on the show?
It was definitely, it's a different group. You know, it's kind of like in your head, you think things, but on the show, you say them.
Yes.
You know, and that's the reality. It's all real. And I definitely realized that real quickly. It's like, well, you got to speak for what you believe in. But then once you say that, that's your truth. So you got to stick to that. And it was enjoyable. It was a fun summer, though. We got to do a lot of fun things, too. So it was interesting. And plus, I got to spend time with my baby.
But I want to know, did it ever hurt you that people were digging up your past or questioning, especially you as a father?
Yeah. Well, I can't brought that up.
Yeah, because that's one of the main things. Like, they're saying that you are not a good father, and now you're here with someone who you're trying to build a family with. How does that affect you as a man and as just someone who's trying to be the best dad you can be?
I think it's just mistakes that I've made. So through this, I got to talk about what happened in my past. I got to own up to that. And so to be the better version of myself, I have made mistakes in my past, but I'm not repeating those past mistakes. So you'll see that as the season unrolls. Definitely have to go fight some demons, but they're my demons. And if I can own them, I'm happy where they're at and where we are in life. So it works out in the best for us. And you guys get to see it. First year filming, it was... It's definitely intense.
And you'll see what an amazing...
for those muscles, all right? I feel bad for those demons.
I have caught about 20% of what this man is saying. Okay. I got caught in the accent and caught in the neck. I'm like, what is going on with his neck, y'all? Now, you know the girls on Vanderpump can hold a grudge.
Yes, they can.
You know, they do not care. Yeah. How did you feel about Lala calling your man out like that behind his back?
Oof, I mean, it was really tough, because you'll see in the first episode, her and I have a deep heart-to-heart, like, right off the bat that was long overdue. And so to come so far after a falling out and then take steps back, it was really hard. But you'll see all of that play out. I understand she was coming from a place of concern, but... it was just like, give him a chance. He is the most amazing hands-on father, and you will absolutely see that.
Before we go, I just have one question for you. Now that you're a mother, would you ever let your child be on a reality show?
Ooh, if she wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Done and done.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm all right. As long as she's confident in herself, then she can carry herself in any way. No one can have an opinion. Everyone's going to have an opinion. So as long as you understand where you come from, I think you'll come from a good place.
Amen.
Amazing. You guys, Vanderpump Rules returns September 28th on Bravo. And if you want Brock's body, check out his new app, Homebody. It is the bomb. Up next, Meghan McCain gets real. Does she have any regrets about leaving The View? Stay with us. Mm. Okay, just choke slam me, Brady. On the floor. Just do it.
Oh my God. Shut up.
Meghan McCain don't need that PPE because she got a new job. Today's her first day as a Daily Mail columnist, and now she's fessing up about why she really left The View, even though she had two more years left on her contract. Listen to what she told Daily Mail TV.
I mean, I felt like, I was really happy to do it on my own terms, because a lot of people get fired from that show, and I was happy that I got to make the decision and be in control of my own life. And, you know, The View was and is incredible and gave me so much, and I don't feel anything negative about it. But I also really pride myself in life on knowing when to hold them and when to fold them.
Ah!
You think there's really no beef?
Honey, in front of that American flag, she is killing me. Megan!
Oh my goodness!
Look at her. But it's so funny is that she is working on a job at a tabloid magazine or whatever, at a place who talked about her.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who she had a problem with.
For sure.
And now she's working for them.
A dollar is a dollar, Kim. Don't nobody care. And trust and believe. I believe that she walked away. I believe that she said, you know what? It's time for me to go. I feel like she, you know, in those scary movies where like you open the door to another dimension and it never truly closes back. There's always one ghost that kind of stays behind. She crossed the line with Whoopi Goldberg and she would never be able to close that door again.
Yes.
And she, I think she hella disrespected Whoopi on Whoopi's own show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she knew, look, I'm never gonna repair this relationship. This is never gonna be right for me. So I gotta deuce out and keep it moving.
Well, that's the same point of view that I have when we talk about it, is there no beef? I think that she might be at a place where she's like, well, I'm leaving, so for me, things are settled. But I think that there are other people who still need closure when it comes to this failed relationship that once was The View.
100%.
Who needs closure?
I think Joy wanted one more lick at her.
Okay.
I think Joy wanted to swing the hands.
Whoopi probably needs a little bit more closure.
Oh, you're talking about closure? They so happy over there. First of all, they're still number one. You see the energy is different. Whoopi ain't been this happy since they legalized weed.
Okay.
Joy, let me tell you something. Joy is over there making her famous lasagna again. It is hot. It's excitement over there.
I love how Meghan McCain is a Housewives fan. So I love how she was like, I did not get fired. I left because that's a Housewives thing. They want you to know that they left on their own accord.
Nobody got fired over there. A lot of people just left or their contract ended. People don't understand the business. You have contracts and they end. Like, you haven't seen me for 3 months. Oh, well, you better go to break.
By the way, she did not leave on her own. After the break, Kim's wild side is coming out.
Uh-oh.
How in the world did she confuse Marlon Wayne's ding-a-ling for a bat? Ooh. And did she take a swing? We're gonna find out.
Wait a minute, why am I in the hot seat?
Because you talked about... Fun fact of the day, Kim Whitley was once a thot. Listen to what our girl admitted on TV once uncensored.
So, I'm on the Wayans brothers, and all of a sudden, you know, he had on these red sweatpants. And I thought he was trying to be funny because he's a fool. And I kept looking. I said, this boy done put a little bat in his shorts. And I should have said a baseball bat.
Look,
because
Kim,
a lot of people.
Look,
Kim.
What?
Kim.
I'm not over there. What?
I am over here.
Kim.
I am over
Wait
here.
Wait a minute. Everybody is like a small baseball bat. That's what.
Wait. Kim, did you see the ding-a-ling? Yes, I just need to know.
Kim, did you see it?
Wait.
Did you see the ding-a-ling?
First of all, y'all not gonna put me in the hot seat like this. You should have just watched. Well,
I watched
the story uncensored. Okay,
Karamo, let me tell you what she said. Let me tell you the story.
This is the thing.
Because this man fine, and I need to know what's going on.
He is absolutely gorgeous, but he is blessed. And what happened was, I was in the scene with him, and Marlon is always playing tricks. So I thought he went and got like a little small bat and put it in his leg. And I was like, ha ha, I see it. And then nobody laughed.
On set.
And it was by his knees. And I was like, that ain't right.
Let me tell y'all something. Everybody go to Instagram / Marlon Wayans and slide into them DMs tonight, okay?
Marlon, I'm so sorry.
But only if you have a PPO.
Okay.
Make sure you can make it to the hospital because there's no beds in the ICU tonight.
But you know what? I want to thank TV1 and Uncensored. Got to tell my story. So
wait,
if you can
Marlon.
Stop right there. Hold on, we're not stopping right there.
What?
She told another story about Bobby Brown. Roll that clip, y'all.
We're running out of time, ain't we?
You lucky. We are out of time.
Good.
Bobby tried to bite her neck one time.
No, Bobby did bite my neck. But me and Bobby are friends. I love his family. He bit my neck. Good blood, everything. It was back in the day. He was a fan.
Not the blood.
Oh, yeah. Had to get a tetanus shot.
Okay,
had to get
HIV test. Did you see Bobby Dingley?
I did not. I love Bobby Brown. So, you know, no lawsuits. Now, I've never been that girl. I was fine, so why sue? And we're friends to this day.
She went right past me, asked about the ding-a-ling. I'm gonna say it right. Hey, Kim on that
side.
We hanging out, girl.
By the way, Kim Whitley is wild.
I know now.
I used to be wild. I am a mother now.
A grown woman.
I'm so happy to be back. This is so fun. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
We loved having you here.
Thank you so much.
Tatiana, you are always welcome. Set your DVR because we've got another hot show tomorrow. We're hitting the Dancing with the Stars red carpet after tonight's big premiere. Plus, we're getting secrets about the Sex and the City reboot from one of the stars. Check out a special one-hour nightly pop tonight at 11. And come back for Daily Pop every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on E! How did it feel to be home?
Oh, it feels so good to be back. I get to sit in the middle seat.
Karamo, be real.
I'm gonna see you tomorrow. Don't worry.
Are you having more fun with me or with Anthony?
Always with you, baby. Are you kidding me?
We love you,
you guys. Follow us on Instagram. We had a fun time with you. Check us out tomorrow. We love you guys.
Oh, it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back.